This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously, a lot of reaction to the first round of the NBA draft from last night, and really just what the Hawks have been doing the last couple of days, which is why we wanted to get Caleb Johnson in here, 92.9 The Game Hawks insider, to help us react to, obviously, last night and the trade the day before that, and maybe what's coming down the road as well with some other options that the Hawks have as the offseason continues. Caleb, thanks for giving us some time today, man. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, I'm great now. Got to sleep in this morning. So after a really late night last night, feel honestly really positive about the direction of this Hawks team. And I don't have to just say that as in I'm trying to just find positivity. Like, no. These are legitimate things that the Hawks are doing right now that are like, oh, do we have a competent front office? Because it sure feels like it.
Yeah, that's almost like exactly what we were saying in the first segment. Was I don't, you know, without getting too over my skis on it or, you know, trying to blow it out of proportion, like what they pulled off last night in terms of the trade to get next year's unprotected first really feels to me like a signal. Like it really does. And that's where my mind went was, okay, like that's what these guys are doing already. They did the Porzingis trade, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but it's like that trade to get that pick last night was some really high level competency from a front office that I don't know that we've seen in a long time. I don't know. So it seems like you're kind of reacting to it the same way. Just give me your thoughts when you found out that the Hawks were pulling that off, because mine were that there was a typo in the report.
Very similar, Andy. I was trying to figure out what part of the trade I was missing. Like, there had to have been another element of this whole thing that I just wasn't sure about. But then once you finally find out of, okay, so you're moving down 10 spots and you're taking on an unprotected first rounder between Milwaukee, a team that just lost Damian Lillard as their point guard. And so they're not going to be as good of a team, and they could still trade Giannis away, or New Orleans, who lost DeJounte Murray as their point guard and is they're kind of a disaster to some extent right now as far as direct that team. You have to also think the Hawks just hired Bryson Graham, the Pelicans GM, who was a part of the fleecing that the Hawks did on the opposite end when they traded DeJounte Murray there and got Dyson Daniels and that 22nd pick that they used to flip for Porzingis. So then he gets to be on the opposite end, and you would think that Troy Weaver would maybe pump the brakes on being involved with another trade with the Hawks because of how they took advantage of them last time. But no, once again, you're looking at a potential top five draft pick next year to move down 10 slots to then get a guy who I think is still a really solid asset to your team. I think a rotational piece more likely than anything, but you still need those guys to be a part of your team. And like, this is what, I mean, to kind of blow it up into bigger perspective, like this is what Indiana and OKC had that helped them get to the finals of having role players who play their role really well and are super athletic.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And you mentioned the role player there you're obviously referring to is the man they did pick at 23, Ace Newell. And Caleb, I mean, you've heard this city the same way I has. This is a guy a lot of fans would have been happy with at 13. I think obviously getting next year's pick is great value. I think picking Newell at 23 is great value as well.
Yeah, this was something that it was funny to hear Auntie Salah talk last night about. They had a bucket of players, he said. And so Asa was one of those players that they weren't sure if he would be available at 23 because in mock drafts for the NBA are far less they don't really work out nearly as well as the ones in the NFL do. But mock drafts had him going anywhere from, I think, like 12 to 18, mm-hmm. Down to, I think, Sam Vecenie of The Athletic had him in the low 20s. So it's just kind of all over the place for a guy who is, once again, 19 years old and a bit undersized for his position. But I think what the Hawks liked about his size is the way he is able to switch and the way that he is athletic. That's a kind of a big part of it. I think the other part with Asa is, you know, we see Jalen Johnson be really strong at the rim, throwing down dunks and that sort of a thing. Well, Asa does that as well. I think I saw with his UGA season, he only missed one shot in transition over the whole season. So he's really strong at the rim, and that's just something else that I think this Hawks team could really use.
Caleb Johnson, 92.9 The Game, Hawks insider, joining us, talking about last night's first round of the draft. It started before that, though. We got the news earlier in the week that the Hawks made a trade to acquire, or are going to make a trade to acquire, when it can become official, Kristaps Porzingis. I think we understand the risk, obviously. He's been hurt a lot. It's part of the reason why he's available in the first place. But what do you think about his fit with this team as it stands, with the guys that we already know are here?
I mean, I like, not to say it's a perfect fit, because we've obviously not seen him play a minute with the Hawks, but it just feels like, in terms of his skill set and what he can bring to this team, you needed a big that can stretch the floor. He can do that. He can knock down shots. He can block shots really well. So he's going to help you defensively in the paint. And then he's 7'2". So that's kind of a thing that this team was needing in size. I found it funny that I asked Auntie on Monday about size when it comes to this team, because if we're all honest, we know how tall Onyeka is and we know how tall Trey is. And those two guys are typically undersized for their position. And so I asked Auntie how important it is to bring size to this team. And he gave a very political answer, at least as far as going, we aren't worried necessarily about traditional size. And I think he was talking more of the draft. Like, we don't just have to go draft a 7-footer because we need size. However, it was interesting that he followed it up the next day by going to get Kristaps Porzingis, who is 7'2", who brings a lot of size to this team. And I think it's something they needed. It's one of the, when it comes to the risk element, I'm sure you guys have talked about it thoroughly. Like, every trade is going to have risk. If you were going to trade for Giannis, you were going to give up half your team. If you're going to give up someone else, or if you're going to trade for someone else, like, there's going to be some asterisk attached to them. Dyson Daniels was a guy that you weren't certain if he could shoot well enough, or you weren't certain if you thrusted him into the starting role, if he could actually handle it. Well, he was able to handle it. And so the evaluation that this front office is putting together right now, I think it was worth the risk of rotational pieces that you traded away, as well as let's be honest, a contract in Terrence Mann that limited you in the future, that you are now out from underneath and you can see, are you good with Porzingis and you can bring him back? If not, okay, we can kind of wash our hands of this and move on and not be tied into the future of bad contracts.
So you add Porzingis, you add Noel. Doesn't mean you won't continue to add size, but to an extent, you've kind of checked that box in terms of team needs. What's next in the pecking order for Antti Salet and the Hawks front office?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In this offseason,
I think you got to go find a point guard, because I don't think right now you have a backup point guard on this roster. Of course, the number one option on that list is going and re-signing Caris LeVert, who is your free agent, who it was interesting once again on Monday when we talked to Antti, he kind of tipped his hand in that he said, we have free agents, our own free agents that we want to bring back. And I believe number one on that list is Caris LeVert. I think you could also look at Larry Nance Jr. as being a potential option, but you're in a bit of an interesting place at center because you have Dominic Barlow. You don't have to keep him around. You could re-sign Larry Nance Jr. You could go out and today trade back into the second round and draft another center. I don't necessarily think you would go in the second round and draft a point guard, but that doesn't mean that they won't. I think the other element, too, is what you do with Kobe Bufkin, because I think Kobe was drafted initially to come in as that backup point guard option. And then in the limited time we've been able to see him play, seems like he's maybe better suited for a two guard kind of a situation, not necessarily ball in his hand. And so if you lose out on Caris LeVert, are you kind of looking around and seeing what you could get I think Dennis Schroeder is going to potentially be out there. Gary Payton II is going to be out there. Like, what do you do as far as addressing that backup point guard need? Because as we saw, when Trey's not out there, you need someone to facilitate the offense. And right now that player is not on the team.
Caleb, great stuff. We appreciate it as always, man.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
Caleb Johnson there, 92.9 The Game, Hawks insider, giving us a little bit more insight into Antti Salet's thought process leading into last night. And
hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.